First responder or a patriot looking for a place to put your skill set, your thoughts, and or want to help continue the mission, you have come to the right place. We are the People's Patriot Project, and we want to put the shock and awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to Patriot Playtime. We got your 6 of 6. Now here's your host, Shad Turner of Veterans Unite Podcast and the People's Patriot Project. And as always, Patriot Pride.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back for another episode of We Got Your 6 at 6. Tonight's show, we have got Derek from Catch 22, and I'm sure Mark's got a ton of awesome announcements for you guys. But you know what time it is. Before we can get started on the shindig, we got to do the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you can stand, please stand. If you're wearing a hat, please take it off and get ready for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, what's happening, man?
What is going down?
Oh, it is just another fantastic Sunday here in Texas.
Is it a little warm down there?
The sun has finally come out. The rain has gone away.
Oh, you had rain.
But it's a typical Texas day.
Yeah. You guys aren't getting any of the smoke that we're getting from the fires up here, are you? Because like Minnesota and Wyoming, the last couple of days have just been covered in smoke. Wow.
No, what we have to worry about is the Sahara dust that tends to play across from Africa and somehow manages to make its way up the Caribbean and into the Gulf. And then, we end up with these hazy days. People have, allergy symptoms, and they don't know why. Yeah.
You got a fan shouting out to you. And just a quick reminder, for some people's settings, it doesn't always tell us who's out there. So if you don't mind, just share with us real quick, and we'll get acknowledged. We got Stephen Cade giving us a little accolade. Brian Gibson from Fob Rush. Big event coming up. We'll have a discussion about that here. But this next week down at Fob Rush, Project Die Hard is going to be doing, have an event with volunteers coming and help clean it up. And then a weekend of celebration. Really excited about that. And Ellen, I'm not even going to try to say your last name, but thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing about your amazing grandson, Zach. I watch him. I am actually one of the super fans on his page. I love watching the guy doing what he's doing, almost 1,000 miles running for all those fallen blue line guys, the Leos. He does an amazing job. And make sure you let him know that we really are impressed with his efforts. We got Jess Sams here. Lois, who always comes and is a great encouragement. And then we got Derek, and he has helped me a couple times how to pronounce his last name, and I'm just not smart enough to remember. Help us out, Derek.
Iozio.
Iozio. Well, that's a lot easier than I make it. That's. But we have Derek Iozio here with Catch 22 Peer Support. Phil Cook, let's see here. Project Die Hard, helping our veterans in need. Amen. Amen. I hope I'll see you down there, huh, Phil? This next weekend. Awesome. Congratulations goes out to Andrea and marrying off yet one more of her offspring. I think we're on number three of 28. No, that's not true. Not 28. We were talking about if she has as many grandchildren as she had children, there would be 28 close to. So, no, amazing family doing amazing things, and we congratulate her. I know she's on the road right now on the way back from the wedding, and so she said she might have a chance to stop in. It would be great if she does, but we'll man the helm until the woman can come back. And
there you go.
So what do we talk about now? Andrea is supposed to have the what's going on in the world. And I didn't do it. So I had the amazing opportunity to go and celebrate the life of an amazing person in my world. Just a little brief story. When I was growing up, I was a Young Lifer. I don't know if anyone knows what Young Life is, but it's a non-denominational outreach program for teenagers made up by Jim Rayburn, wrote a book, Dance Children Dance, and it was just a great experience for me. And these were the Young Life leaders from across the state of Wyoming, 4 hours away from me, but created and built a relationship with them. And every year when I was going back and forth from college, I'd stay with them right before I got married. I lived with them. And sadly, we lost Miss Terry Hunter this week or last week, actually. And it's a blessing because she got the old big nasty C. And we're blessed because it was just quick and not painful. And the family did an amazing tribute for her. And so thank you for that amazing family for always letting me be with them and their family and part of their family. And we'll just bless that family. So, Chad, you got anything?
Man, after you spitting out all that, that's a tough act to follow, man. No, I've just been trying to keep my head down and, keep the, I don't want to say keep the blinders on, but I'm trying to stay focused and, get this little business I'm trying to get up and running. Finally got my 300 feet of soft wash hose. So I can go from the street where my trailer will be parked 300 feet away and still be able to clean somebody's house. So that's kind of cool. I just got that hooked up today. Oh, and I learned a very valuable lesson. Uh-oh. When you're unraveling 300 feet of hose, don't start from the middle. Do it from the outside and unroll it, because otherwise you have to unravel that damn thing and untwist everything for all 300 feet of it.
I have a feeling this is something, and you're learning this earlier in this new career you're creating, right, for yourself. This you know what? You'll be able to tell people for years how to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
And that sponsorship check is probably in the mail, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But anyways, no, that's about it, man. My daughter's doing pretty good. My wife's doing all right. Family's good. We did have an unfortunate death in the family.
Sorry to hear that, brother.
But, you know, thank you. Everybody's doing what needs to be done. So it's all right. And yeah, it was just totally unexpected. I got the call one day and, hey, guess what? So-and-so. And it's like, oh shit, what happened? We don't know. We'll let you know when we find out. So.
Well, Andrew's coming through on the old Facebook announcements. So Woo-hoo. It's good to be safe, drive safe, Andrew, and don't drive and be on the video. That's for sure. That's what we'll say.
There you go.
That's my reprimand for her. Derek, tell us about Catch 22 peer support.
Okay. Where do I start? First of all, thank y'all for having me on here. Really appreciate it. Love what you guys are doing. And it's awesome, man. Keep it up. So Catch 22 peer support was a brainchild when I was working for the Defense Suicide Prevention Office on a contract that they had. The contract ended and there was no more program. So I decided to start my own. I am a state certified mental health peer support specialist. And I founded Catch 22 Peer Support to provide support to service members, active duty, veterans, their families, and help them through whatever rough times they're going through. Connect them to resources. So I started this, 2018, 2019, right in that period. And just out there doing outreach, working with homeless vets, vets that are suffering from, you know, various things that they're going through. And I try to link them up with the resources that are going to be best for them. So, March of 2019, the president signed this directive called PREVENTS, the president's roadmap to empower veterans and end the national tragedy of suicide. In that directive, he basically told some of the government agencies like the VA, Health and Human Services, and all of those, to work together with community organizations. The commander-in-chief has issued an order, and I'm going to obey it. My oath never expired. So I figured that, you know, hey, they'll be reaching out, and, you know, maybe we can help each other. Well, that didn't happen. So I was chatting with another organization on Facebook one day, Jeremy Parkins with Dress Right Dress out of Ohio. And we liked what each other's organizations were doing. And we discussed the PREVENTS directive. We tried to align ourselves to go along with that. When that didn't happen, we co-founded together an organization called Save Vets. We signed an MOA, Memorandum of Agreement, Understanding, whatever you want to call this thing. And right now, there are 18 organizations that fall under Save Vets. When I say fall under, they are their own organizations. They do their own thing. We do not dictate to them, you know, anything. We don't demand money from them or anything like that. But we support each other. Just like when we all wore the uniform every different MOS supported each other. And that's what we do. The main goal is to bring legitimate organizations together, because we all have one mission. We all have one passion. And that's to serve our brothers and sisters. And you know, that's our goal. We can do that on a community level, individually, and nationwide. If we all pull together, we can make a difference. So it's time to put egos aside. It's time to, you know, we don't need to pat on the back. You know, I'm not looking for that. I'm just looking for support. You know? So Catch 22 is up and running. I am, I guess it sounds weird, but I'm happy to say I haven't made the dime. The organization operates through the generosity of friends, followers, donations, money out of my own pocket, things like that. I never ask for money. You know, if you want to donate, if you feel led to, you know, look me up and I'll gladly accept that. Everything I get goes towards serving veterans. Last Thanksgiving, I think I passed out about 40, I call them homeless kids. They had little comfort items in there. Socks, gloves, hats, scarves, blankets. And we just went out, found homeless people. Didn't even ask them if they were veteran or not. Just, here you go. We do things like that. We support each other. And pretty much that's it. And we continue to do this until, you know, I'm hoping I go out of business. So that number 22 goes away. And I have to lock up shop, then that would be the happiest day of my life. You know? But until then, we're going to continue the fight. So
I love it. And I greatly appreciate 100% all the support. I mean, you've been an absolute rock star coming on board and just sharing and being witness to what we're doing. And I hope, and again, we'll have a dialogue post show here about how we can continue to collaborate and work together and be part of each other's mission. Thank you for all the things you've done so far. We are excited about where this is going. So we got a lot of things coming in our messaging right now. And LJ, I apologize. For some reason, it's not coming up on our main page, but I did see it through the other channels. LJ Rassler, a great super fan of the People's Patriot Project with Vox Sox, taking care of us with her wearable technology. We have our brother, Stephen John, love the guy to death. Life is good, and today is going to be one of those days that challenges us to tell us that life is good. But I want to remember that as an anthem. A good friend of his, Jake Taylor, this morning was hit while going home from his job by a young person that was under the influence and was killed while driving his motorcycle. So let's lift up the Taylor family and make sure that that's not good. And we met Jake briefly when we were down in Nashville this last couple months ago. And my heart goes out to Stephen John. I know was a good friend, and just lift that family up. Sorry, Stephen. Remember the anthem, life is good. There's a reason, and I don't like necessarily knowing that there's reasons, but for some reason they tell us that this all this stuff happens for a reason. So we'll have to have faith in that and just continue to move on and not forget his name. John Burgess, thank you for your prayers and everyone that's reaching out right now. Derek, are you going to be at Fob Rush?
No, unfortunately, I can't make it this time. I'd love to be there, but other events.
Sure, absolutely. And this is just so exciting watching the people share out real quick to Stephen and to those. And again, not to overshadow what we're trying to get done here. Just remember our brothers and sisters. This is a perfect time right now. None of us know how long we have here, And, you know, Shad has an example. I have an example. Steven's got an example. Make sure you're reaching out to your brothers and sisters right now. This is where we do our buddy checks. And, I'm being convicted a little bit right now. I had a very close high school friend who had an incident this week, and he's in the ICU in Cody, Wyoming. I'd like to lift Kevin Flowers and his family up to just a word real quick, and just that's a tough one for me, I'll be honest. I don't know that the family would be listening, but if they are, we'll have those conversations, and we wish Kevin the best and that he recovers quickly. And so, yeah, I guess we have these days, every once in a while. Lois, lifting up Phyllis, thank you for being here, lifting up Jake's family. Yeah, you know, maybe it's just time. Maybe we just got to do it. I'm going to do it. And so one of our anthems, because we believe it, Stephen John, Life is Good.
I've got 40 hours of paycheck. Pocket of these jeans, got these Jensens cranking George Strait circa 1993. Got the windows down and my arm laid up on the back of this bench seat. I'm headed toward the drive of a sweet little Cajun queen. Life is good, got that sun shining down on me. Life is good. Troubles in the rear view, Corona in the igloo, nothing's gonna get to me. Life is good, yeah, life is good. Pull on over to the shoulder, baby, can I have this dance? Truck doors open, she moves closer, we swear to die a happy man. Head on my chest, my hand on her hips, honeysuckle floating on the breeze. Hope these cars flying by don't pay us no mind, cause I don't ever want to leave. Life is good, got that sun shining down on me. Life is good, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. Got my troubles in the rear view, Corona in the igloo, nothing's gonna get to me. Life is good, yeah, life is good. Well, I ain't worried about nothing. Well, I ain't worried about a thing. I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about a thing. Life is good, got this sun shining down on me. Life is good, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. Got my troubles in the rear view, Corona in the igloo, gonna get to me. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. Yeah, life is good.
I know probably right now it doesn't seem like that might be the case. And we have to take tragedy and move past that, and take care of those that we need to take care of, our friends and families. And again, our hearts and thoughts go out to Shad, your family, and to Stephen John and the Taylor family. it's always sometimes kind of hard to figure out where to go next when you get into these. And you just want to – life is so precious, and it is
Yeah, and like you said, man, you never know when you're going to get called, you know? In my case, it was one of my aunts, and everyone would have figured she was a beacon of health for the most part. And just, you know, I'm guessing it was probably just a heart attack, boom, gone.
Sure.
And it's just one of those things. I mean,
it is tragic when you lose somebody. So, you know, all the more reason to love them while they're here right now.
Absolutely.
And it's not a terrible thing to vocalize that as well. And you don't want to live. And here's a prime example. You don't want to live with any regrets. And I haven't talked to Terry for over 20 years. And it was heartbreaking. And it took me a minute to call the family and wish my condolences to her husband, Joe. And I don't get to get that time back. That time's gone. Mm-hmm. And so Brad and Jenny, their two children who are raising their own families now, and I consider my little brother and little sister, we just had a conversation and we just need to make those adjustments. And thank goodness they agreed with me that those adjustments need to happen on both sides. And don't let those days slip by. We can get busy with everything, and we can always have an excuse, but when it's all done and over with, it is what it is. So, So big event this weekend down in Fob Rush. Mr. Brian Gibson has an event going on this week, and it is this week, July 26th to 29th. He's asking for volunteers to come down into Southern Illinois and help set up this amazing property they have to help serve veterans. And then this weekend, we have an all-star crew of people showing up to celebrate all the efforts of those volunteers. I know they're rumor has it maybe a little cook-off between it, maybe two different organizations, Feed the Heroes Foundation, maybe the People's Patriot Project, and that's just all in fun. I'm really excited to see Adam Jones and his crew, and I don't know who – I actually need to talk to him. And I got to give a quick call out to Adam and see who he's got coming in with him, but if you get the chance, and if you're in Illinois, if you're anywhere part of the country and you have a free couple of days to offer up a hand and help, let's see you down in McCanda, Illinois, and a little cleanup on Fob Rush. I want to say thank you to all the listeners that we have right now who are just flooding our network right now, and we are more live than we ever have been before, and it's so fun. I'm seeing your posts come up on our main screen now, so LJ's lifting up against Stephen John, the Taylor family. Thank you to the faithful ones that are believing in the People's Patriot Project and coming here and being part of the show. Thank you for being part of the mission, and thank you for continually being part of the process of going out and taking care of our veterans and first responders. Derek kind of hit the nail on the head. This isn't going to happen if we don't all come together and work together. We're all in this gigantic, huge storm. I call it a storm, but we're not all in the same boat. So we're kind of scattered a little bit. This is just another amazing opportunity to come together with yet one more organization. I have a desktop full. I'm trying to create this global image of all the organizations we're in connection with, and trying to show where all of the entire network has reached. It's amazing. I've got like 68 organizations on my screen right now, and I have conversations with each and every one of the leaders, the founders, the CEOs, they're my friends, man. They're our friends. And everyone is committed so far to be part of, or at least getting in the one boat and working together, moving forward, and sending a positive message. That's another thing that we preach regularly, is making sure that we're having a positive conversation about everything that we're doing. And we're winning, guys. We're winning. I'm going to knock on my wood again. I don't know why that's funny to you, Shad, but I'm going to knock on my wood again. I fear the day. We're going to hear it someday. Thanks, Jeevan. You know what? Here's the deal. Andrew's thanking Derek for being on. The messages are coming in too fast for me to pull them. Stephen John, thank you, brother. And I have such an endeared relationship with you, brother, in the fact that I know we're working together and things are going to happen and continue to grow. This is so exciting. So excited. Now I lost train of thought on what I was actually going to talk about, but it is what it is. Can anyone remind me? Normally I have Andrea here to remind me, but.
You were talking about the different organizations there.
Yeah, that was 4 minutes. Gosh dang it. Okay. It works. But we got amazing people.
They are. There's some amazing folks out there. I want to thank Andrea. And I know she's traveling, but she popped up on the message there, so. Thank you for inviting me, boss lady.
The glue that holds this whole thing together. That's why we're so rattled and scattered this weekend is she's not here cracking the whip. So,
yeah. We're gonna
take you away from it. Yeah, she's definitely the one that keeps this train on the track.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. What's the next mission of Catch 22 Peer Support?
Well, right now I am working with an organization called Operation Texas Strong. They're out of Weatherford, Texas. Bobby and Peggy started that thing back in January. Peggy's father was a Vietnam veteran, and on his deathbed, Bobby and Peggy promised him that they would do whatever they could to help veterans. So they started Operation Texas Strong, a nonprofit, and they collect donated RVs and trailers. They repair them if needed, and they give them to homeless veterans. So in the last 2 months, he has donated 53 RVs or trailers to homeless veterans.
That's amazing.
These are no cost to the veteran. The veteran just needs to be able to maintain the place where the RV is parked, you know, a trailer park or on land or something. So they started that with $100. They got 53 veterans off the street in about 2 months. And there's places all over the country that can't even do that with millions of dollars. You know, so Bobby and Peggy have agreed to come to El Paso whenever I can get a crowd of listeners together. They will explain how they did it. They will help us initiate it here in El Paso. You know, thankfully we only have about 100 homeless veterans here. Somebody's probably going to email me and say you're wrong. But anyhow, last count I got, you know, was around 100. So, you know, if he can do 53 homeless veterans in 2 months, just think what we could do here. We had a little backing, you know.
Absolutely.
That's it. I'm also working on something called crisis intercept mapping, where, again, we're trying to bring organizations together to brainstorm and work together. Keyword together to do something about the suicide crisis. Again, El Paso's not real big on that number, but, you know, one is one too many. And if we can create some kind of working model, maybe we could share that with other parts of the country who are struggling. Again, together.
It's too easy. I know that's an army slogan there, but it really is too easy to have boots on the ground, to build relationships. And I mean, just I think Andrea could probably attest to this. We've been traveling a lot this summer, and we have to weigh the pros and cons of, is it worth the travel and do our support mission for veterans and first responders? And getting the word out is essential, and the relationships we are building are essential, and the lives we are changing is just growing every single day. LJ Raspler is got her Vox Life, Take the Veterans Out of the Fight and Flight. Reach out to her if you get the chance. She can give you some wearable technology. They have been absolutely amazing at making sure veterans have this product on and that they're using to lighten the load. You know, little tiny ailments, little tiny aches, little tiny things that aren't really tiny when you got the whole big picture. Reach out to them. They'll take care of it. Lois, if we get a chance to get to Indiana, you'll be the first we come to see. Thank you for your support. I'm hiding one of Andrea's messages because we don't have Josh on board anymore. If we had Josh on board, he would throw his two thumbs down because she's swearing at us. She's swearing at us. Andrea is swearing at us right now. I can't believe it. She says we got it.
Is that confidence or is that an order?
That is definitely an order. So awesome. So real quick, and again, I don't want to take away from Derek's conversation. I'm really interested in this and this team that's putting together these trailers and that conversation. And I'd like to have that conversation maybe off screen. And I know that that's not necessarily your mission, but we can support them as well. And I'd love to get them on the show to and get their information as well. The People's Patriot Project is actually set up with United Resources, a organization here in Minnesota. And they have committed to, we are going to be doing our first live mission October 23rd. We've got what's called the Ruck Chuck and Roll, where we are actually going to ruck for 10 miles with the weight of your choice. We've got a virtual ruck that's supposed to start on Monday. We're working out all the kinks on that one. We're seeing if our network can walk or ruck 220,000 miles before October 22nd.
Wow.
And I don't think that that's hard. I know Andrea and I have had a little bit of a, we'll call it a disagreement. But I think if there's a football coach out there that puts his football team around the track for a mile, there's 58 miles right there or 100 miles right there. And if they could go pledge, so here's the deal, at 220,000 miles and 22 cents a mile, that will raise close to $50,000 for the People's Patriot Project to keep our mission. Now, okay, what do we do with $50,000? $50,000 allows us to do our Christmas family experience for 10 families. It allows us to do our recalibration retreats monthly. For families that are just in need of that weekend to recalibrate. It allows us to put our hands on them, hug them up, and give them a different flavor of life so that we can lighten the load. It allows us to give possibly a car away. We've given cars away before. It helps us to do jobs like we just did a relocation for a female veteran. How many miles do I have in so far? Let's not I've been flying everywhere, okay? I've been busy, Miss Eichmann. You can't be throwing me under the bus right now. I can confidently say I have 2 miles so far because you were with me when I did those 2 miles. And starting Monday, we'll start giving it a little bit more effort. Get a buddy, get a friend. Look at Zach, one of the first people talking on the show tonight, Ellen, talking about her grandson who is running 1 mile for every fallen Leo. An amazing, amazing mission that young man has. And you know what? It's not that hard. Brian Gibson said we can get people locked in on when we're down at Fob Rush and we can walk around the property down there. Again, find some people to donate 22 cents to you for every mile you do. And here's the other thing. If you get 10 people to buy into your ruck, then that's raising more than the 50,000. So the goal is kind of the 50,000, but if we make 220,000 miles, that's even better. Whatever. We'll get there. And this is the first time doing it. I know they wanted to do 22,000 miles at first, and I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Make it fun. Put it up on Facebook. Show us that you're doing it. Show us that you're out. Get all your crazy green. Look, I got Patriot Punch tonight. Little Patriot Punch. Why is it Patriot Punch? Because it is our ugly green. And so it is actually, for those that are in Minnesota, this is the same recipe that a famous bar in town makes a beverage that is this color. There's some, I don't know what you call it, trademarking things I've got to be careful of on that one. So that's, but for us, it's Patriot Punch. And so, so excited to see the organizations coming together, the people coming together, the musicians we got coming together. We know it's been a couple of weeks since we've had some musicians, and we got some really big stuff on the horizon with some people that have come in. We just had a huge announcement with having Phyllis, and I destroy her name every time. And I'm going to tell you what, people, I'm from Cody, Wyoming. I'm about as hillbilly as they come. And so if you've got letters in your name that count more than five, I'm going to struggle with your name. And that's really weird considering I'm a school teacher, but it is my bane in my life. And so Phyllis is now our director for our artists and our repertoire. And we're really excited about what she's bringing to the table. We have some announcements coming up this week. Remember, we have WEP3 Radio that plays live every day, 24 hours a day on Blast FM. It is an exclusive. First responders. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm doing this. Normally, I have Andrea here that can put this up there, but.
Are you drawing a blank on how to make it happen?
Yeah, I made it happen. It's a little slower than normal, but it's happening. Don Berg, again, Burgess. There's more than five letters there. So I don't know if it's Burgess or Burgess. So I apologize. Phyllis Salter Gain, and I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, Phyllis, and I apologize. And Phyllis threw it up there right away, and we appreciate that, Phyllis. Thank you for being so amazing. And, yeah, Mark, I like hillbillies. Lois is always saying such positive things to me. I appreciate that, Lois. So I asked you, Derek, what's next? But you talked about the trailer, folks. What specifically, how can we be helping Catch 22?
Wow. We don't have that much time, do we? really just getting the word out. Let folks know that we're here. If you're struggling or if you know somebody that's struggling, reach out. My phone is on 24/7. Okay. Now, keep in mind, I am not a crisis counselor. Okay, I'm not trained to do that. And if somebody's in a crisis, please call the crisis line, call 911. Okay, but if you're getting to that point where you know that you're going to need to talk to somebody, I'm here 24/7. Okay. The Save Vets Network, we have therapists, equine therapy. We have all kinds of resources to help folks out. So, So to really to help Catch 22, spread the word. Like I said, with the Save Vets collaboration, we're all over the country. Dress Right Dress out of Ohio, Victory for Veterans holds online peer support groups 6 nights a week. Reach out to me and you know, I'll get you hooked up with that. Operation Texas Strong with the trailers. We have the Baladi op, Josh up in, I think he's up in Northern Ohio somewhere, working on veteran suicide. Canine Line out of Florida provides support, animals. There's tons of resources that we have. And if I may, I don't know if y'all could see this, Poem Speak. Disabled Air Force veteran, former law enforcement officer, he writes poetry. And if you are a veteran or first responder, he will send you these three books at no cost. These are all poems that he's written. And you can find his contact information. It's Poem Speak on Facebook, or look up the Save Vets on Facebook, or savevets.org is the webpage. And you can find contact information for all of those organizations. This is what we do. We pull people together in whatever your niche is in life. You know, whether you're Brian Gibson with Fog Rush, or, you know, you're Bobby and Peggy with the trailers, or you're Steve Bates with the poems, or if you're Derek with the phone. You know, we're here for you. We reach out. There's always hope. There's always help.
So, I love it. I love it. And you're doing.
Can you screenshot that? That may help some folks find us. Is that clear enough for you to grab that?
We won't be able to screenshot that, but what you can do is if take a picture of it with your phone and send it to us, and we'll get it up in the links. So, okay. Yeah, we got some. I don't know. We'll figure out all this technology sometime. I didn't know that was coming up. Or we would have gotten it earlier. Not a big deal. It's just the verbiage and the positivity and the direction is so important. And we appreciate. I can honestly say, you know, we met Derek about a month ago off a conversation, and he has just been an absolute rock star in promoting everything that we're doing, and he knows he has permission to promote on our pages everything that he's doing as well. And it just a great it's an understanding. And people are like, Mark, why are you letting other organizations come onto your? Because this is this tackle box of opportunity. We don't know what fish we're catching, and the thing is, Derek's going to catch some fish that I'm not going to catch. And when someone calls me and says, hey, I'm down near El Paso, and we've got a lot of friends down in Texas. I'm going to be honest with you, but I know that I can call Derek up and say, hey, Derek, I've got someone on the line with me right now who just needs a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of help, might need to have their load lightened a little bit. What can we do to help work together and accommodate these needs? And so thank you, Derek, for all that you're doing. This is good stuff, man. We're going to take another little quick music break, and I hope I have the right song queued up. This is another good friend down there in Nashville. I hope it is. I know it is this musician, but I hope it's the right song. This is Johnny Cole Murdoch, Girl, Let's Go Dancing.
These colors don't run, nor do I don't hide. I look you in the eyes. I won't shut up, I won't be quiet. Just try to stop me if you feel like dying. Pray for peace, not for war. Some things are worth dying for. I love this flag like my old man. I even served like an old granddad. I won't give up, cause some gave you so much. All they had till the last drop of blood. These colors don't run. Some men have fought for. It's taken in vain, but I say hell no more. You step on my flag, I'll kick your ass. You act like trash, I'll treat you like that. These colors don't run.
I apologize. That was not Girl, Let's Go Dance. That was Colors Don't Run. And wow, we got this. We got this.
It's still a good song, man.
That's a really good song. I like what Johnny Cole does, and we're excited for where he's going. I know he just released the video to Girl, Let's Go Dancing, and I was hoping that was the right one, but you know, what do we do? If you want to see a non-broken up shipwreck, go listen to WeeP3 Radio. And
that is awesome.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, yeah, Don says still a good one. Andrea's jumping in there and in her car. I wonder if she's in her Jeep. But sending out messages, so we appreciate that. Always on the job, man. I love that she's always trying to give us a hand. So, Shad, what do you got? Anything new?
Sadly, no.
Sadly, no.
Still the same old, same old. Just trying to keep my head above water and keep moving forward. So
keep doing it, brother. Keep doing it. Keep doing your thing. Derek, we've talked about what your mission is. We talked about what you're working on next, and we talked about how we can support you. What can we do to support you as a person? How can we help you?
Keep doing what you're doing, because when I see stuff like that, it just lifts my heart, and I know that I'm not in this fight alone. And I think somebody put up there's like 68 organizations that you have in your data bank there. And, you know, to me, that's just like, wow. you know, we are building an army here, and we're going to win this battle.
That's so fun. Yeah. The relationships are fun. Thank you for being part of this. And again, thank you for all your support and what you do. It helps us get the word out there. We are the shock and awe, baby. And we are going to continue. I'm supposed to shock and awe. Andrea laughs when I do that. We're supposed to, I want to get a hot button that does it, but you know, something a little bit more sexy or something. I don't know. Hey, again, and we can't do what we're doing without those people that are out there listening, supporting, and just being in, we say with you, with us. Thank you for all those and all the support and all the words of encouragement. It is endearing to me tonight listening and watching the amount of people that we have come on here. And with Stephen John's announcement and the people that just are pouring over this family already, it doesn't bring them back. Just trying to have a serious conversation here, Lois. But thank you. Oh, we just, that was a little sexy, Mark. Thank you. You guys are amazing. And when amazing people come together, amazing things happen. And right now, we can't stop the snowball, which is the greatest feeling on the face of the earth. We can't stop the snowball because of you guys, all of you. All you that are commenting, all you that are here watching and listening to the show, please send it out to your friends. If you want to have a good time, come check us out. We're here every Sunday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. I know it doesn't make a hill of beans if you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, but for us. And remember, we got WP3 Radio. And if there's anyone that you see or know is struggling, reach out to us. We have zero problems making the phone call. If you are struggling, don't worry. There's not an issue of stigma here. We're here. We will have this same dialogue and conversation with you. You're not broken. You'll make it. Work with us. We'll work with you. Again, thank you, everyone. The mission continues. Service continues. Patriot Pride.
Really appreciate everybody. Thank you.